Hey, I'm Rylan Barton with KWBU News, and I'm here with Jill Ament, the other half of our newsroom here.
Hello.
So we've been doing a bunch of stories about food insecurity in Waco lately, and one of the things we keep on coming back to is food deserts. Basically, there aren't any grocery stores in central Waco. You've pretty much got to have a car to get to one. Pretty much got to have a car. You could also ride the bus. So that had us thinking, what's it like for people who ride the bus to the grocery store?
So we decided to have a race of sorts. Well, really, it was just kind of a time to see how we could get to the store and how long it would take us to get back. Rylan and I started at the Waco Transit Hub at 8th and Mary in downtown Waco. And we just we saw how long it would take us to get to the grocery store by the bus. He went to the HEB by I-35 in Bellmead, and I went to the HEB on Valley Mills.
It's $3 for an all day.
Okay.
It's $1.50.
I took the VA Concord route from the Waco Transit Center. That's bus 4, and it goes to the HEB on Valley Mills. So the ride there was relatively fine. The bus was a little late getting to the stop, and I think it was scheduled to arrive around 9:36 this morning, but we got there about 10 minutes later, so that didn't really bother me. There was a man, maybe middle-aged, who was using the route to go to HEB as well. Yeah, a handful of people got off. I headed to the HEB, and I spent about, 15 minutes there. I was thinking just a quick bite for lunch. I got some sushi and a banana and some water. So I got my things, and I figured I'd try and catch the 9:59 bus going back towards the transit center. I didn't feel like staying at the HEB for too long. I felt a little rushed, but I wasn't really sure when the next bus would come. And yeah, I bought my items, then I headed back to the stop around 9:50.
I'm going to go ahead and catch the bus back and see where that goes. See how long it takes to get back to the transit center.
It was around then that I saw a bus drive by the stop, and it did not stop. But I wondered if maybe that was the one that I was supposed to take. I started getting a little confused. I made it back to the stop, and this is when the wait game came into play.
So it is now 10:10, about 10 minutes. The bus is about 10 minutes late.
So all in all, I did end up waiting for about 40 minutes total. There were two other women who were waiting with me, and the man who had gotten off with me earlier was also waiting as well. And they all kind of trickled in after me. One of the ladies says she comes to that store every week, and today was strangely a much cooler day for August, but usually, she said, during the summers, the wait can get really, really hot. And then the other lady was a bit confused about when the bus would be coming. She said she had a map to reference, but that's really all she could use because she doesn't have a cell phone. She didn't have a cell phone to check the internet for route times. And then at the stop, there wasn't even a bus route sign. So there wasn't even a sign that had a list of route times or anything like that. On another note, when it comes to things like raw meat and milk, something like ice cream and even fresh produce, I think there can certainly be challenges maintaining that freshness when you have, you know, another hour on the bus to think about. So the bus finally came, and I think it was the ride back that was the most challenging because really the HEB is like one of the first stops on that VA Concord route. And after waiting for 40 minutes, I was a little tired. And yeah, so after HEB, you pretty much go down close to the rest of Lake Eyre. You go on New Road to Walmart and the VA Hospital, and then you go to the Providence Hospital. So the route makes some pretty essential stops. And then you go all the way down Clay Avenue back to the transit center. So all in all, the last portion of the ride took about 45 minutes. Well, I'm off the bus now, and it's 11:08, so that was about 2 hours. I mean, I took a relatively short shopping trip. Pretty long day already, and I only went to the grocery store. And if you're wondering if I still ate my sushi, yeah, I did.
All right, so one of the main discussion points here was, you know, it takes a while to ride the bus to the grocery store and back, and if you've got perishable food items, if you're carrying ice cream, like, you're You're kind of
out of luck. Yeah, no good. Yeah. I think I don't know if getting the sushi was a subconscious thing. I didn't really plan to get something perishable, but I did end up getting something perishable. And I think during the wait, as I was, you know, I was like, wow, I have this raw fish. I mean, how is it going to stay fresh if I'm still waiting? And especially for the amount of time that I waited. I mean, 2 hours. I mean, I still ate the sushi and it was fine. I don't think that I got sick. I mean, I feel fine now. But, you know, imagine, you know, if you go to the grocery store and you have to, when I think of going to the grocery store, I think of milk. I think of eggs. I think of meat, produce, and that kind of stuff. And so it's got to be difficult to just be able to get those things and then take the bus.
And then the other kind of strange conceit of our little race is that we started off at 8th and Mary, and we went to the grocery store. I mean, not everybody lives around 8th and Mary. You got to drive there or you got to get dropped off before you go anywhere.
Right. And I think that, you know, at the HEBs at least, they all kind of surround the city of Waco. So you already have to go a ways. I mean, if you're living in Carver, you're going to have to go to the HEB in Belmead. But how are you going to get to that HEB? I mean, are you going to have to go to the transit center first and then go to the HEB? It just depends on kind of what your transportation is. And as far as like starting at the transit center, I mean, you have to get the transportation to the transit center. And then you have to go through the whole thing. And so, I mean, it to me, it seems like a process that could take all day.
Yeah. All right, my turn. I went to the second closest grocery store to Central Waco, that is the HEB Plus, and it's out by I-35 in Belmead. I had to take the TSTC Belmead bus on the way out, and then after my shopping, take a different bus back, depending on how long it took, one of the East Waco buses. It's kind of confusing, and I'll explain it in the story again, but there are two East Waco buses, an odd hour bus and an even hour bus, and yeah, you take one or the other depending on how long you shop for. So I took the bus to the HEB in Belmead. And I have to say, the TSTC Belmead bus to HEB is a true joy. There's this awesome bus driver named Mary, who everybody loves. Everyone was chatting on the bus. It felt like a real community. One of the people I talked to was Ann Dugan. She just moved to Waco 5 months ago, and she said she just rides the bus around town sometimes to see the sights. Today, though, she was going grocery shopping.
I go pick subscriptions and my groceries, and then I have like 5-10 minutes, and then I walk across. I like riding it because of Mary. She picks me up, and it's on the corner by my house. So, yeah, so I figured if I drive, I'll just take the bus. I just take the bus with Mary.
Waco Transit has this unique thing that, personally, I haven't seen in any other town. The buses will stop for you if you just wave them down. That's absolutely unheard of in places like Chicago or Austin. Buses stop exclusively at bus stops, and you'd better be there on time or get left in the dust. So Anne, that lady I was just talking to, her house is right on a bus route, and she gets picked up and dropped off. And to top it all off, she gets to ride around with the bus driver everybody loves, Mary. And yes, she's really nice.
Your name's Mary?
Yes, it is.
You like it a lot. How long have you been a bus driver?
29 years.
Do you like your route?
Yes. I guess I love it. I've been here all my life.
All right. Thanks a lot.
All right.
I've got to say, getting on and off the bus at HEB in Belmead was a little sketchy. The bus drops you off on Highway 84 on the wrong side of several lanes of traffic. There's no sidewalk or crosswalk or stop sign or anything. So me and Anne and this lady you're about to hear from, Lolita, and her little granddaughter, Azoria, had to scurry across the street to the median, wait for some more traffic to pass, and scamper to the other side of the highway. Nobody was ever in danger. I was just surprised that this stop, which a lot of people use, wasn't really marked off. So here's Lolita Heasley. She's one of many people who were going to HEB and Walmart on the first of the month to pay her bills.
I ride the bus just to go to HEB. Cause I've been doing it for years. And I'm probably going here and do what I got to do here. And then I go on that little mall thing and get stuff I need. And then I go home.
And what's the route you take back?
It depends on how long it takes me to do it.
And that issue, how long it takes you to get your errands done, gets kind of complicated when you factor in Waco's bus schedule. I got off the bus at 9:27 in the morning. If I wanted to head back to town on the next bus, I would need to get on it at 9:41. That's just 14 minutes later. Possibly enough time if you're a supermarket suite champion, but if you miss that bus, you've got to wait until 10:30 for the next one. Certainly enough time, but possibly way too much time. And if for some reason you miss that bus, you've got to wait another hour for the next round of buses. That's just how it goes when you only have one bus per hour on every route. So for me, I had a few groceries to buy, more than I could get in 14 minutes, so I was left sitting around for a while. In order to get back into town, I needed to take the East Waco bus back. There are two different East Waco buses, the odd hour bus and the even hour bus. Basically, the bus runs one route in the odd hours and then pretty much the exact opposite route in the even hours. I met Bonnie Reed on the East Waco even hours bus, and she was not happy.
This route sucks.
Why does it suck?
It goes one way, turns around, goes the other way, goes right back the same way, comes back. This is just the worst route I've ever been on, and I've been on lots of routes.
I've heard this complaint from a bunch of people who ride the East Waco bus. Since the route retraces its route every hour, if you live at the beginning or the end of the route, it sometimes takes almost 2 hours for the bus to come by again.
You gotta do everything and wait an hour, and if you ain't right there on that hour, you're gone. You wait another hour. So to pay my bills takes me almost 4 hours to get back home. Yeah. But I thank God there is a bus. I can't walk too good. I've got COPD, and I just have to just deal with it.
Bonnie told me she doesn't ever use the bus to go grocery shopping, which is tough for her because she doesn't have a car and all the grocery stores are pretty far away from where she lives. She was just at HEB to pay bills today, so she didn't have to carry anything along with her. But when she does shop, she has to call her sister to drive her. The conclusion I arrived at is that, at least in Waco, cars are nearly essential if you want to get around in a timely fashion and want to do things like buy groceries or large items. But if you're just getting around for stuff like a job or to pay your bills, it's possible to ride the bus if you plan ahead. It might seem obvious to say this, but it takes a lot longer to ride the bus than to drive. It took me over 2 hours to run a simple errand that would have taken me 15 minutes in a car. And it's important to note that Waco's bus routes can be pretty complicated every now and then, and every now and then your bus will be late. This isn't to say I expect buses to be just as easy or convenient as driving, but it's important to realize that there are a lot of people out there who depend on this service, and it can be hard to rely on, especially if you need to get groceries. Some people, like Kisten Mirick, do just fine.
No, because I usually got the schedule in my head of when it's running, what time it's running, and stuff like that. I know it runs on the hour, every hour on the hour, so it's not that hard for me.
With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.
All right, so that was my side of the story, taking the bus up to Bellmead. One of the main
weird
things
I've schedule.
Really weird schedule. I mean, you end up having to do your grocery shopping really quickly, or you gotta wait an hour to take the bus on back. I mean, one thing, people aren't really carrying a whole lot of groceries on the bus. You can't. You can only carry what you can fit in your hands. And then the other thing being like the bus schedule. You gotta have that figured out before you got on. That's something I found when I was doing my story is, you know, every person I talked to, they had to be some sort of savvy traveler. They knew exactly when the bus times were. And if you didn't, you're left there confused. And, you know, you got to rely on other people who are out there.
Right. I think the transit system has stuff online that you can reference to. But again, a lot of people that I ran into didn't really have that access to online Wi-Fi or anything like that. So there's not a sign out in front of the stop usually either. So you just kind of have to wait it out and know that, I mean, I guess just trust the system of it.
All right. So thanks a lot for listening to our grocery store race. I hope you've enjoyed it. With KWBU News, I'm Rylan Barton.
And I'm Jill Ament.